You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hi, beautiful. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today we have a guest conversation. And my guest today, her name is Brittany. She is a longtime follower turned customer turned private business coaching client. And since then we have become friends. I absolutely love her. She's such a gem of a human being. Brittany Clarkson is the creator of the Happy Mom Method. She is an entrepreneur, a mom of three boys. She's incredible. She's such a light. I just adore her. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so grateful for doing business coaching, especially the VIP days, because I get to make a friend. I get to shout you out. I get to grow your business. I get to have new podcast guests and meet new people and hear new stories and blow you up. And it feels so good. So this episode is like really exciting for me. And side note, if you're listening to this and you're a business owner, do have a couple of VIP spots open, DM me. I would love for you to be my next Brittany. But anyway, moving past that, welcome Brittany to the show. Be nice to her, love on her, go find her on social media, tag her, go send her a DM, let her know how this episode supported you and helped you. Go give her love. Women support women. Grounded, happy women go and spread love and joy and encouragement to other women. And that's what we're here to do on The Purpose Show. So go make sure you do that. Share this episode everywhere. And for now, welcome Brittany to the show and enjoy this conversation. Love you guys so much. Hi, Brittany. I feel like I get to see you so much this week.
It's been awesome. I love it. Hi.
Okay, guys. So Brittany was... We did our VIP day in August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
August. Okay. Yeah. She was one of the VIP business coaching days with me at my house here in Scottsdale back in August. And we worked on outlining and brainstorming her new program and just growing and pouring into her business. She's been working really hard for a while, and just you're in a place of really expanding, I feel like, which is amazing.
Yeah.
How are you feeling since then?
I don't know. It's crazy because it's like, it feels like it was so pivotal and life-changing. And yet it's like, I'm more of me. Like, I'm just doing everything I planned to do for so long. Like, fearless, out of the caterpillar, gooey stage, and like ready to just spread my wings and share what the heck I have in my brain to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's like you really just needed some clarity and like a kick in the right direction of like, okay, let's get this out of your brain mush and just turn it into like actual steps and then like strategies that actually work to like support you getting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good day.
It was.
Okay. So you tell us about your family, like give everyone a situation of what your day-to-day looks like.
All right. I am a mom of three small boys. I've got a 2, a 4, and a 6-year-old. That is so much fun. They're all boys. So mm-hmm. You want to talk about hands full, I'll tell you my heart's fuller.
I love boys.
They're fun. I never dreamed of being a boy mom ever. Like growing up, getting married, I never imagined that I'd have boys. I was always like, oh, I'll have a little girl that'll dress in dresses and pink everywhere. And then I had boys. I'm like, I don't know what to do, but this is totally awesome. And I love
it. It's so loud and fun and physically, like they're physically a lot.
They keep me going and I love it. I do. yeah, we live out in the country, so we've got dogs and chickens everywhere, and that is like my life.
I love it. I love it. And we were able to have lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Because you came to Scottsdale again. So I just, and now we're recording. So I just feel like it's just been like a couple months of Brittany and it's amazing. All right. So in your work, you have created something called the Happy Mom Method. Can you tell us about that? Like why? Sounds so appealing, but explain to us everything about it so we can understand and kind of dive into some action steps that moms can take today to get to that place of being happier.
Right. So the Happy Mom Method, it was created, like the whole concept of it before I knew it was meant to be a course. The concept and the underlying, like just nature of it, the whole concept and every single practical step was brought into my life out of desperation, honestly. It was what I needed to still be here today. And I am just formatting that and putting it into a way that other people can learn from it too now. Which is cool because I always wanted to be a teacher and that didn't work out for me. Mm-mm. And now it's like, wait, I'm designing a course. I am a teacher. I'm just not teaching the students I thought I would. And this is so much bigger and more impactful and powerful than I thought I was ever going to be. But the Happy Mom Method is designed really for the mom who just feels like she's drowning and overwhelmed and like she can't do it because there's too many things to do. The one who's tried so many free challenges and nothing works because there's a million things she needs to do before that. You know, like all those cleaning challenges, but it's like, how can I clean this when I'm drowning emotionally over here?
Yeah.
And like, mentally, I'm not even available to do this.
Right. Well, and it's like, I'm always saying that the physical environment is reflecting your inner environment and then it just reflects back to you again and kind of makes the internal like worse or better depending on what's being reflected. And so it's like, yes, to getting things better physically, but let's also realize that you got it to that place, like your home got to that place because you were... It's a manifestation, a physical manifestation of what's going on internally. And then people skip over that and think they're going to just keep it up. And they can't because their internal is just going to continue to be reflected and make it messy and overwhelming again because they're messy and overwhelmed inside.
Yeah, absolutely. So like the main concept is to unblock your joy. The first whole section is about the mindset behind it and just getting into a place emotionally where you're okay enough with the mess around you that you can fix the mess inside you and that you can get clarity and intention and just like know the whole point of why you exist.
Mm.
And then you can move forward and like, okay, now I'm mentally like pumped and I'm ready and I can, you know, start implementing different routines and rhythms and new like, you know, concepts of like how the, what is it? I lost the word.
That's okay. I do that all the time.
A method of how you run your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I would love to go back to something that you mentioned. You said that the Happy Mom Method is like the end result of what you kind of cultivated for your own self out of your story. And you said like, so that I could still be here today. Like, let's dive into that and like your journey and your story. Because I feel like when you said that, it reminded me that when we talked on our VIP day, you have an amazing story. So can you share what you feel like sharing about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm comfortable sharing like everything. So if you want me to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Let's go deep. We want to get like, we want to get into the real, like mental health, emotional well-being, like all of it is just so like, oh, just like self-care. And I want to get ugly and real with you because I've also been in those places and we can share that together. It's not just you. It's all of us.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. When I talk self-care, like, honestly, to me, I can't separate self-care from like self-preservation.
Mm.
Like if I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not going to be here. And I know that.
Absolutely.
I struggled for most of my life with depression and anxiety, basically up until I decided that wasn't going to be me anymore. Like I'm not going to identify as depressed anymore. And like, I just had zero tolerance for it. Like that's not welcome here. And I'm not going to set up my life in a way that allows depressive episodes to like take hold of me. And it's been interesting because now I've had like bad days and I never had that before. Like I was in a place where any bad day spiraled me into like 2 to 3 weeks of just being miserable every second of the day.
Yes. Okay. pause, because that is something that I used to think and say to Brian, like back before everything that led me to where I am with the business today. I would say that all the time. Like, I don't know what it's like to have a bad day because the whole of it is bad.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel awful because I have these little babies and toddlers that I need to take care of and want to enjoy. And it's so rare that I have a good day. So I notice the good days versus, oh man, today's just a bad day. Let's start over tomorrow, which is how I feel now. It's crazy. Like, I really appreciate you saying that because you like put, you, I think you put an emotion that a lot of listeners are feeling into words.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, back into the story there. I was just depressed all the time, anxious all the time. Like, nothing was ever okay for me. And I kept getting caught in these cycles where I'd get so depressed, I wanted to like end my life. And I mean, that would happen 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm.
Like there was years where I wasn't going to end my life, but I was okay with just dropping dead. I was like, if I just died, that'd be cool because I'm done. This sucks. Everything sucks. And yes, that was my mindset, was everything sucks.
Did you ever think that maybe your kids... At this low point, did you ever think that maybe your kids would just be better off if you weren't, if that happened? I'm just asking because that I want to cover everything. And like, that was where I kind of went at a couple of points in my journey.
Right. So I became a mom in like 2016.
Okay.
I was mostly, like, I was just always a mess before that.
Mm.
Like, I thought 2015 was going to be my lowest point when I ended up having to like leave 2 jobs and just stay home and only focus on like being a wife, because that's all I had going for me at the time. And it was like, everything was too much. It's like, if I have to hold on to one thing, it's going to be my marriage. And then out of that, like, I felt totally fine. So we decided to get pregnant. And then it just like cycles kept going around because I kept healing and then falling back down. Like, I only got help when I was at that breaking point. Cause you know, I grew up with a dad who can't accept help on anything. And that is one trait I'm trying to, one, you know, generational thing I'm trying to break. Is accepting help in any kind of a way someone's willing to offer it.
Good.
Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't get help until I was about to break. And it was, you know, life or death decisions. And then I'd get better. And then I would stop taking care of myself and fall back down again. And so early on, there were a few times where I thought maybe I'm not good enough to be a mom. And where I think maybe my kids would be better off without me. But honestly, I have to personally thank you because you came into my life around like 2018 when being a mom kind of got hard, because my first kid was super easy. Like, he was light of my life. He was an easy sleeper, easy breastfeeder. Like, him and I were just like one-on-one. I could spend all my time that I needed downtime to rest just holding him because he loved to sleep on me. And that was like magical. But then I got my second kid and he couldn't breastfeed because of a tongue tie that we didn't know about. And like, things just got tough once the first one started walking and climbing. And I also had a newborn who turned out to be a more difficult newborn. And I was like, oh my gosh, motherhood just slapped me in the face. And on top of that, like, everything in my life was a physical mess. Whew, that was a rough time, but it wasn't like mentally my worst time. And I'm so thankful that around that time, like 2018, when I had my second kid, that's when you came into my life.
I love that.
And you repeated over and over and over again until it was pounded into my brain that I am like the exact right mom for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so ingrained in my brain that when I had my final lowest point where the happy mom method was born out of, that in that moment that was still in my head was, you are the best mom for your kids. Like, no one else is going to take your place if you're gone. You really want to like leave them and abandon them? And I was like, okay. That was like, you know, a wake up. Like, okay, if I'm going to stay, we're not going to keep going through this cycle. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah. It's got to get better. And I'm going to take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. If you have been feeling super overwhelmed, but it's not in the budget or even in your energy tank right now to take one of my full programs, let me give you the jumpstart you have been needing. I've got you. So what I've done is I have taken all the brain work out of it for you. I have created something that is at a
very no-brainer price so that if, like I said, you just can't afford one of my full programs right now, or maybe you just feel like you're not going to be able to get in there and even take on the act of listening to the course and doing what it says because you're just that overwhelmed. What I have created for you, I am calling the Jumpstart Bundle. What this is it is a bundle of three different mini audio courses. Now, audio means it's podcast style. So all you have to do is hit play and it will shift your brain, shift your mindset, reset your mom life for you. You don't have to sit and work through a bunch of stuff. You don't have to sit and do a bunch of things. This is something that can kind of do the work for you. And I know that sounds too good to be true, but that's the way I set this up. The Jumpstart Bundle includes lots of good stuff, but among those things are pep talks from me that are going to wake you the F up, a healthy, helpful kick in the butt with every lesson you hit play on, extra decluttering tips for your home and your life, just kind of like refresher things that are going to get you thinking and get you like, oh yeah, I can just do that while I cook dinner. I can just do that while I pick up the house. Like I'm already going to be doing it anyway. Things like that, like no brainer. Lessons on clearing space in your life and your schedule, even if things feel really, really heavy and you just like cannot handle doing anything extra right now. I'm going to teach you how to reset your mom life with very minimal to no effort, how to get your family to help out for real, for good, because that's going to create space for you to be able to like breathe and live and take on things that are important. How to connect with yourself, that takes no effort. How to let things be easier and work through your resistance to ease. This also takes no effort. But if you are resisting things being easier for whatever reason, that's a problem. We're gonna work through that and I'm gonna teach you how to let things be easier so that as I'm teaching you to make things easier, you're actually, you know, clearing all your subconscious blocks and able to allow things to be easy because you're not performing for your worth and things like that. There's so much more in here, but basically this is a collection of really massively mindset shifting, life changing pep talks and things that are going to help you just think different and act different without having to put in a bunch of work and do anything. So the Jumpstart Bundle is only $99. It is here for a very limited time. Go to aliecasaza.com/jumpstartbundle to get it now.
Okay, so tell us about, unblocking your joy, dealing with what's going on internally, the happy mom method. Can you give us, I'm going to say three, but whatever number is whatever number. Can you give us a few things that moms can do if they're just, well, we're trying to make this episode short and simple for them. They're driving, doing dishes, whatever. And they're just like, just tell me what to do though. What are three things they can do right now that you would recommend based on your method to just make things better and get happier?
Okay. Yeah. My top three go-tos are just the three things I do every single day. And they're why they're like in my daily planner that I use. I specifically like have these in my planner every single day, that it's going to be intention, affirmation, and gratitude. And so intention would be just, why are you even here? Why are you doing the things you're doing? Get mindful about every single action you're taking throughout your day, because those actions lead to your habits and your habits lead to, like, you know, how you're living your whole life. Like, it can drain you or it can fill you. So getting really intentional about everything you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and why you're doing it is a big, big turning point.
It's so simple because the alternative is just reacting and, mm-hmm. you know, ebbing and flowing as the day kind of bobs you around. But instead of being the bobber in the water, you're the fisherman. It's mm-hmm. just a simple shift. And it's a decision. It's a mental decision and that's it.
Yeah. And when we're not being intentional and we're just reacting to everything, I think it gets really easy to develop habits that are not helpful for you. Like habits that are designed in your survival modes. And then you hold on to those when you're not in survival mode anymore, actually start to like hurt you. And it like takes longer to do things because you're just doing it the way you always did it before. And it might've helped you before and now it doesn't anymore.
Yes. And it's like the awareness of why have I always done things the way I'm doing them? Like just even like something that I practice and I'm sure you do too, is like, just even if I'm in the kitchen making dinner, like being aware of like, why do I always do it this way? Why is this even here, this spot in the kitchen? Like, it doesn't even, I'm just going to move it because it's always been there, but it's actually not. Little things and then big things. Like, why do I feel like I have to have my quiet time in the morning? It would just work better if I did it when the babies go to bed at this season of my life. Like, this little, it's awareness is so, so powerful. Like, that is such, if you just did that, that's huge on its own.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. For one thing, like, I used to always wait until all my kids went to bed to take a shower. And I only recently realized why I do that and remembered. It's because when my now 4-year-old was about 1.5 years, he hated showers so much, he would cry when I took a shower because he was like afraid of me. Like, Mom, get out of there. Showers are awful. And so he would just scream and cry if I tried to take a shower. And so I had to wait until he fell asleep to go take one. And I realized like 1 week ago, I was like, why am I waiting until he goes to sleep to take a shower now? Like, that kid's fine with showers. He doesn't care if I take a shower. I can shower any time of day I want.
Yeah, so it's like you form a habit at one point for a reason that no longer is relevant, but you're still doing the things. And how many things are there like that in our daily routine?
Yes, it is life-changing to wake up to. Why are you doing what the heck you're doing?
Okay, so intention.
Yeah.
Go over the next one with us.
Affirmations. It intermingles a lot with gratitude because you got to be grateful for yourself. But affirmations for me is not just like looking up a list and being like, I'm going to read down all of these like positive sayings until it means something. Cause that's what I thought affirmations were when I was introduced to them, like the very first time around. And I was like,
yeah, same.
I'm not doing that.
Same.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stand in a mirror and talk myself up because that's stupid. And so I didn't do that for a really, really long time until like that day that was like, you know, my pivotal moment in my day. I realized I am like bullying myself into like wanting to end my life. Like, I'm just a bully. I keep talking so negative to myself. Mm-hmm. Every time I make a mistake, I make it mean something negative about me. And I just like spiral and just really like, oh, dinner was really bland. You're a really terrible wife. Your husband should leave you. And just stupid, like pulling myself down. And I didn't need to be doing that. So I was like, well, the best way to stop bringing myself down is to investigate specifically, like, what am I telling myself over and over again? And how untrue is that? What is the truth behind it? Because I really legitimately let my brain tell me that my husband would leave me because my dinners were bland, or because I didn't have like a good enough dinner done, because I pulled out frozen lasagna again. And I was legitimately convincing myself that my husband would leave me for that.
And that, like, let's just go over that, because we talked about your husband during your group day and he adores you.
He does.
He's an amazing human being. And you guys have a great relationship. He supports you. Like, he would, from what you've told me, he would never, that's not him at all. That's coming from you. And so it just goes to show the pattern of negative self-talk starts to translate over into other areas of your life, and then you project them onto someone else in your life. So you're projecting your own insecurity and negative talk that you're so used to onto your husband and believing that that's what he believes about you too. Mm-hmm. And we miss the love and acceptance that's around us. Even if you are listening to this and you have a husband who's a jerk and doesn't like that and doesn't support you and does think that you need to do better, you can have a self-perception and a positive self-talk and a way you feel about yourself to where that doesn't even affect you, and you start making better decisions about who you allow to be in your home and in your life and like level up in that way. But it's so crazy to hear you say that. Like, that idea to you now probably sounds insane. You would never believe that now. That's not, has nothing to do with your worth.
Right. And it was when he like caught me crying in the kitchen one time, and we actually like, I finally broke down the walls and had a conversation with him about it, because I'd been holding on to that fear for probably like 3 or 4 years or something, like the entire time I'd known him. And like, just to see like the bewilderment on his face, because he's never struggled with like depression or anxiety, and his thoughts don't spiral out of control like that. Like, he is very mentally stable. And for him to like hear me talk about this, he's like, I don't even understand where that is coming from. Like, he's like, I don't get frozen pizza every night. Like, I don't care. Because we had this agreement when I quit working in 2015. Like, when I quit my job, the agreement was, I'm going to quit my job, and since I'm not bringing in money, I'll be home and I will make sure that dinner is done every day and I will pack your lunches so we're not spending as much money on eating out. And then I like built up my whole identity and my worth around making those lunches and dinners. And he was like, I don't need it to be good. Like, he knew I couldn't cook when he met me. He decided to marry me when I could barely, you know, make hamburger helper. And so he's like, I don't understand why you think you need to like change who you are.
And I just want to point out too, like, this has nothing to do with like cooking as a wife. Like, it's that Brittany had assigned so much meaning and worth to that skill that she didn't have, probably because of your low self-worth at that time. Well, this is something that like you're supposed to do and I'm not good at it. So that means I'm terrible. So it's like not the thing itself. It's her perspective and self-perception and how damaging it was that had her hyper fixating on this thing that she just, it wasn't really her thing. Meanwhile, her husband is adoring her and never even thinks about it. But that's the power of the mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go over the third thing.
Yeah.
Gratitude.
Actually, the last one.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, and so number three is the gratitude. This has been life-changing for me to actually develop like a legitimate attitude of gratitude. Because when, again, gratitude was something that I was like, no, not doing that. It sounds stupid. Back when I was so unhealed. Because I was introduced as gratitude is, you know, you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is list three things you're grateful for. I was like, cool. First thing in the morning, like I don't even want to wake up. I'd rather sleep all day. And when I say I'm grateful for something, I don't feel anything. So what is the point in doing that? And what I ended up having to do when I finally came around and was like, gratitude. Let's actually make it mean something because it needs to happen. I can't keep being ungrateful for everything in my life. I'm seeing every blessing as a burden and that's not what it's supposed to be. Like I should be so grateful for where I am because I have so much, but why am I not feeling it? And I had to dig deeper and I had to like get grounded in the gratitude. And actually you walked me through an exercise that like opened my eyes to gratitude. And it was, you know, like list a few things you're grateful for. I did that and I was like, cool, whatever, stupid. I still that feeling of like, I don't feel anything about this until you're like, now imagine not having that. Like walk yourself through a day of not having those things you said you're grateful for. And I was like, okay, now I see why I'm grateful for these. And then you think of like, okay, how is your life better because of those? I'm like there, that woke it up. I can feel grateful now. Mm-hmm. And so then I started practicing gratitude practically throughout my day. And this was what like changed my relationships, like with my husband and with my kids. And that's what motherhood and, you know, marriage is they're relationships. They're not to-do lists. And that was another area that I was so far off for so long. Is, you know, thinking about how I can support them with tasks instead of like, how can I actually like connect with these people in my house? Mm-hmm. How can we actually build a relationship? And so what I started doing with gratitude was every time I was getting so irritated with the people in my life, like, yeah, kids can be so high energy. Like that's what they are. That's their purpose. Like that's how they learn and grow is being high energy. But as a mom, like that is super annoying. I hate this.
Yeah.
What I started doing was stepping out of the room and thinking, instead of thinking, oh my gosh, my kids are so annoying, I would think, okay, how do I love them? What am I grateful for about each of them right now? Like, and I would just, if I could journal it, I'd journal it. Otherwise, I would just sit there and think about it. So I spent a lot of mornings for a while, or not mornings, but a lot of moments standing outside on my front porch. And just thinking like, you know, the kids are screaming in the background in the house because they're just wild animals sometimes.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there thinking about how amazing they are each individually, how fulfilling it is to be their mom, like how special it is. And just thinking like every little freckle that I love on them, every single little thing, like the first time they called me mama, the first time they said, love you. And just thinking about all of those types of things. Coming out of that irritation to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized one day how that was like changing my physical responses. like rewiring my reaction. Because I was walking into the kitchen one day when my now 2-year-old was one, and he, just as I was walking in, threw the coffee pot on the ground and it shattered because it was glass. And my reaction to that like blew my own mind, because what I did was grabbed him and I hugged him really tight, and I was overcome with love for him. I was just so grateful that like he wasn't hurt. And I was just like, I'm so glad you're my kid. I love you so much. And I set him down in the living room on the couch, and I went in and started cleaning up the broken glass. And it just like hit me. I was like, that was not like me at all.
Yeah, you're a different person.
Like, I would have screamed at that kid. I would have yelled. I probably would have even cried, because glass is broken and now I have to clean it, which is not my favorite thing to do. And no coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it's, the last one's the main one.
Right? And I was just like, it's insane that he could do something so obnoxious. And I was overcome with love for him, because I trained myself every time they're being obnoxious to love them instead.
That's so amazing. I love that point. It's such, the mind is so powerful, and it's like almost like biohacking, like training your brain to just react differently to things that happen on a regular basis that are not leading you to be the mom you want to be. So just change it. That's a really good example. Thank you. Like, that story is a really good example of that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, friend, tell us where people can follow you, find you, connect with you, learn more about your method.
Okay. Well, I set up a special little page that has all of my links. It'll have like more in-depth about what we talked about here.
Perfect.
And it's going to be at brittanyclarkson.com/purpose show.
Perfect.
And there's even a freebie like mom mindset makeover guide in there that can get you thinking about what you're doing and like just thinking about your thoughts as a mom.
Yeah.
And even if you're not a mom, it's super helpful. Like,
okay. I love it. Yeah. Just, it's your mind. People with minds that want to like use that to support them.
Yes.
I love it. Brittany, thank you so much. This is like really actionable and simple, and I really like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just love you. Yeah, of course. Guys, go follow Brittany, support small business, support a mompreneur making it happen, and go to brittanyclarkson.com/purpose show. And we'll put that in show notes because she spells Brittany a little different. It's B-R-I-T-T-N-I, clarkson.com/purpose show. Thank you, Brittany. Love you, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram @Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza, and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.